Hello and welcome to the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time and turn our hearts toward God to hear His voice and connect with our Father. Father God, thank you that through life, you lead us through the dark moments, but you also lead us into times of rejoicing and feasting with you. Lord, we long for these moments, and we celebrate them when we get them. Thank you, God, that you provide for our needs, that you're mindful of our limitations, and that you are a thoughtful God who's prepared, ready, and waiting for us. Today, Lord, we push aside all distractions and we press in to you, our mighty God, who is prepared for our arrival. So we now prepare our hearts as we spend some time with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Today, we're going to focus in particular on verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. After being led through the valley of the shadow of death, the psalmist's relationship with God takes a whole new turn. The analogy shifts from God being our good shepherd to God being our thoughtful, generous, and mighty host. The psalmist also switches from speaking about God, the Lord is my shepherd, to speaking directly to him, you prepare a table. The journey through the valley has inevitably changed our relationship with God. We go to a whole new level of intimacy and trust when we've walked with him through some of life's most tumultuous moments. We mature from sheep in the pasture of God to guests at his table. And God goes from a concept to a deep and abiding relationship. As we enter as guests at the table of God, we find this table has been thoughtfully prepared. God has been waiting for you, anticipating your arrival. The settings are prepared, the dinnerware is laid out, the menu carefully prepared, and the tastes and smells are sure to delight the senses. Everything is ready, but there is a seemingly uninvited thing in the presence of this extravagant dinner table. Enemies are lurking around the table, circling as if vultures. At first, this seems entirely out of place. What are my enemies doing at this extraordinary dinner with God Almighty? The presence of our enemies can actually bring us comfort here. And here's why. When we walk on this earth, there will always be injustice, unresolved conflict, things that we hope will improve. The struggle will continue until we reach glory. The presence of our enemies means that for sure this prepared feast is not only for us when we meet God face to face in heaven, but it's for us here and now. A table prepared in the presence of our enemies is to say that though the issues are unresolved, though the struggle continues, God is preparing for us a table that will satisfy, refill, and give us the ability to boast and rest while we are simultaneously in the care of our gracious host and our worst enemy. As we are in this moment of tension, our generous God pours his anointing oil over us. The oil of God is a present symbol of his spirit. He gives us new power. He gives us new strength. He gives us new authority. In the presence of our enemies, we are strengthened to take on the challenge. We are strengthened to find joy in the midst of the unresolved issues. Even in the presence of our enemies, we're anointed. We're fed. We're taken care of. We get to boast. Our God is a good God. Even in the presence of our enemies, there's feasting, there's laughter, there's joy, there's a prepared place for us to meet with God in this way. God is longing to spend time with us. And when we do, there's feasting, joy, laughter on this side of eternity and in the presence of our enemies. God, thank you for preparing a place for us, for thoughtfully and painstakingly getting things ready. Lord, today we respond. We come into your presence, expectant and hungry, longing to be with you, longing to sit at your table. Today we put more emphasis on what you've prepared than the enemies that still lurk around us, the unresolved, the questions, the longings, the injustice, all of that can wait. In your presence, God, you're the most important thing. Thank you for giving us fresh anointing, fresh oil of gladness, fresh spirit empoweredness to walk through this life with our head held high and full of God Almighty. Today, God, we choose to enjoy your feast, even if there's enemies lurking around. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. At this time, I encourage you to spend some time with God. Often in life, our enemies can take up more mind space, can feel more heavy and pressing than the presence of God. My encouragement to you here is let's reverse that. Let's give more time and attention to our extraordinary host and Father than to the enemies that will continue to lurk on this side of eternity. Take a moment in this time to reflect back to God all that he's done for you, how he sustained you. Try to recount all that he's done for him and turn all of his provision and his presence back into thanks and praise to our good God and our wonderful and powerful host. Thank you for participating in the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. You can find other episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment around what God has been speaking to you. You can find other resources and our location at everynationnyc.org.